Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a privilege today to talk to Hall of Fame coach Jim Zalesnik. He is from Leroy, and he's coached in the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 2020s. 50 years. He started back in 1971, and they've all been at Leroy, just outside of the Bloomington Normal area. Coach, you're still a spring chicken. How have you lasted for 50 years at one school, and how have you lasted coaching 50 years? My goodness, what an impressive run. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. This is an honor to talk to you. So what is the secret to your longevity and your success 50 years? That's a lot of bus rides, and that's a lot of practices.
Yes, it has been. Probably the biggest thing about being able to coach for 50 years at one place is the community. The community of Leroy was very accepting of me, and they were very good to my family the entire time. And because of that, I felt there was no reason to move on somewhere else.
Well, and we were talking a little bit off the air and, you know, reflecting a little bit about when your career started, and you were telling me, you know, when I was an assistant coach, I first started in 1971, you know, that they'd send me to scout. And now we know scouting involves basically just exchanging game film online. But back in the day, you would scout by going to the location, and basically you would manually, with pen and paper, chart every play. Did you miss that a little bit? It sure is different how we do it today, that's for sure.
It's very different. Not only is the scouting different, I mean, you know, like you said, they have that Huddle app out now. And you don't even have to go on Saturday morning and find the coach of your next opponent and exchange film with them anymore. You, like you said, you just do it online. In filming, I started in 71. We were still using 16-millimeter film.
Wow. Yeah, it's where you just, and then you also look back. So I know the high school football playoffs didn't come online until 1974. Yeah, so people, when you tell kids today, there weren't no playoffs back in my day when I first started, they're like, what? Well, how did high school football get played then? So when you reflect back to 71 to 2021, you know, just some of the significant differences. Now, when I still talk to guys, it's about blocking and tackling. I mean, you got to do that,
correct,
or you're not going to win.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
But
and you got to play defense if you want to make a run for a state championship.
Yeah, and I know you've been able to do that in your career, but is the off-season stuff, is that the biggest change since 1971, or what are some of the different things that you've really noticed that have evolved since you began 50 years ago?
They talked about scouting. Filming is a lot different now than what it used to be. And I would say other full defensive fronts, you started to see more of that in the 1990s. And then I would agree with what you said. I would say the biggest change, conditioning. And that started in the 1980s, where, you know, people started to do some off-season conditioning with the weightlifting. And then by the 1990s, if you were not weightlifting, you did not have a chance at winning a conference championship or winning a state championship. And then now I would say the biggest change I've seen in the last 10 or 15 years are the spread offenses and the variety of the spread offenses.
Yeah, those are some good observations. Do you remember maybe, you know, being on the sidelines the first time? You know, I know so long ago. Or do you remember the first practice you showed up to in.
I remember the first practice I showed up.
So tell us a little bit about that. I'm sure as a young kid, you probably said, "I know everything. Listen to me. We're going to do this."
In August of 71, when we came down, my wife and I came down from Joliet. They were having a camp during double sessions at a park just east of Leroy. And they spent the entire day there, and they did that for the first 5 days of practice. And so on the first day of practice, I had to go find where that park was east of Leroy. And that was the first day of practice, I remember it. And I remember them doing a drill, and I was encouraging the kids to keep going and working harder. And this big tackle they had by the name of Lyle Carlson, I told him he needed to finish his sprints better. And if I finish him any harder, I'll throw up on your shoes. And that was my first remembrance of my very first practice.
So then how do you think that you have evolved as a coach, you know, when you first started in 1971? I know I was talking to a coach a few summers ago, Brad Dixon, who's a small school coach at Camp Point Central, who has a great program. And I remember it was like, you know, when he first started to, maybe it was like the summer of 2018 or summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. And I asked him the question, what would the Brad Dixon of 2019 say to the Brad Dixon of whatever year it was he started? And I remember his response was, the Brad Dixon of 2019 would probably fire the Brad Dixon of 2005 was his answer. So I mean, when you've evolved, I mean, yeah, in terms of your profession, because you have to, yeah, learn to stick around. I mean, did you, yeah, have some of those experiences where you really have to, it's a continuing, yeah, education thing with coaching?
Yes. When I look at the past, there are some teams I wish I could coach again, because I believe I could win a conference championship with them. But because I was young, they had to suffer through me being a young coach. And probably the two biggest changes for me as I matured as a coach was be a teacher of the sport, teach the sport. And the other thing was understanding the importance of the offensive line. When I finally realized that the offensive line was the most important thing and the hardest thing to teach, that was when I took over the offensive line myself and became the offensive line coach.
Well, and I think, too, the other thing, when I've talked to coaches who have done it for a long time, like yourself, they figure out the one thing early, though, in their career, that the one thing is that the kids know if you're in it for them. They know if you care. You have to figure that out first. And a lot of times, some coaches, it's the other way around. They don't figure that out till maybe too much later, or maybe they're out of coaching. And I always see the programs where the coach, he figures out the relationship part of it first, because kids are smart enough.
And he's enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, and the kids are smart enough to realize, hey, I know this dude's in it for me. To last for 50 years, I always say if the kids know you're in it for them, the X's and O's are eventually going to take care of themselves.
Yes. And you have got to teach the fundamentals. It doesn't matter what offense you run. It doesn't matter what defense you run. You got to teach the fundamentals.
Well, so now you fast forward from 1971 to 2021. So your son is the head coach.
Correct.
What has that been like for you, being an assistant on his staff? And I'm sure you're a proud dad, where you get the opportunity to be an assistant coach on your son Stav, whom I'm assuming you coached when he was in high school. What about that opportunity and that relationship? That really maybe kind of puts an exclamation point on your career.
Oh, it does. He's been watching game film since he was 5 years old. He's been coming to practices since he was 3 years old. So he grew up with Leroy football. And he learned an awful lot, and he's done a great job, and he's very, very comfortable as a head coach. When he first started, you know, I would give him suggestions and that. And then I knew the minute he became comfortable was because on Friday nights, I was up in the towers spotting for him. And the first time he said, "No, Dad, we're not going to do that. This is what I want." The first time he told me that, I knew he was comfortable as a head coach.
Well, and that brings up a great story that I think about. You know, I'm assuming, you know, if you've done it this long, you know John Elder, right, with the Illinois Football Coaches Association.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, it was probably 20 years ago, he came back and was an assistant with his son Patrick, who was at Sherrard at the time. And this is a tongue-in-cheek story that Pat Elder told me the one time about when his dad was an assistant coach. They were having a conversation about strategy, and John Elder told Pat, basically, this is kind of, maybe we should do this or do that, but you're the head coach and the final say is with you. And Pat Elder says, "I looked at my dad and said, don't you forget it." So I always remember that. That's, of course, tongue in cheek, the kind of the story that you told. But what, you know, it's interesting when you think about 50 years you've done it. So one, you still love what you're doing. I mean, is that the key to success, to still be showing up at camp, you know, this week? It's 100 degrees, and Jim Zalesnik is out there helping out at the youth camp. So you must really like doing this stuff, you know, some 50 years later.
Yeah, oh, I do. And, you know, Jim, you know, the great thing about it is I don't have to worry about the administrative end of it anymore. All I have to do is go out there and coach the sport and have fun coaching the sport.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about, you know, coaching in a small town, too. You know, Leroy, you know, I have the privilege of covering small school sports, and there's a lot of that, and you can relate to this, that, you know, in 1971 is the same as 2021. If Jim Zalesnik goes into the, you know, if there's a Casey's in Leroy, which there probably is, or if there's a barbershop in Leroy, or if there's a coffee shop in Leroy, if the coach comes in, you know, here this week, they're going to say, "Well, how good the Panthers going to be this year?" You still get that, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yes, all the time, yes. You go to the grocery store, you want to go in there and pick up something that would maybe take less than 5 minutes to get, and you'd be back home the day after the game or the day before the game. You go into the grocery store, it might take you a half hour to get out of there because people want to know about the team. You know, they're loyal to the team, they support the team, and they're interested.
All right, so how excited are you then for, you know, let's talk 2021 football. They'll put the ball on the tee Friday night, August the 27th. Do you still get the same feeling, you know, that you had August 27th of 1971 to August 27th of 2021, you still kind of get that feeling before they put the ball on the tee and they flip the lights on?
You still get the butterflies. And you still have all those questions. What type of a team are we going to be? You know, are we going to play? Are we going to play for four quarters? You know, you still have all those different anxieties, and you still want the kids to do well.
And speaking of kids, you know, I know things have changed with, you know, social media and technology. I get that, you know, from 1971 to 2021. Mm-hmm. Yes. But from your vision, you know, and what you've experienced firsthand, Are kids still kind of the same that you're dealing with from that era to this era, or have there been some drastic changes that you've noticed, other than technology and stuff like that?
Yes, the biggest change is today there are more things for teenagers to do. So because of that, you don't have as many kids coming out for athletics as you used to, but the students that we do have come out and play for us, they're still no different. We just had a group of football players go through a whole week of camp in extremely high humidity and work very hard. And that would have been the same way in 1971.
All right.
So there's no difference as far as the kid who still comes out and participates in the sport.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to Jim Zalesnik. Again, his 50th year coaching high school football. He's an assistant now for his son, BJ Zalesnik, at Leroy High School in Central Illinois. So you were officially then head coach. And again, his 50 years, which is crazy, have all been at Leroy. So you were head coach from what, 1979? And then what was your last year's head coach?
2000.
That's quite a run. And then again, beyond that, before that, an assistant coach, and after that, still an assistant coach. So yeah. You'll see Jim Zalesnik on August the 27th here in a couple of weeks on the sideline. Leroy, they open up with who? Do you know off the top of your head?
Central A&M.
Mowiqua Central A&M. It's the Raiders taking on the Panthers. That ought to be a good game in that heart of Illinois conference. Coach, it's been a privilege talking to you, and stay safe, and good luck on August the 27th.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
That's Jim Zalesnik, 50 years coaching high school football in Illinois, joining us on WRMJ.